The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Goodbye now. Don't forget, send my brown suit to the cleaner.
Bye. Well, I better go up and get his brown suit and bring it down before I forget it. He'll be furious if I do. You know how husbands are.
No, I don't. But I know how he is. Come on, Betsy, eat your toast. Your school bus will be here.
Don't you have a husband, Aunt Effie?
No, I don't, dear.
Did you ever have one?
No, never did.
Why?
Oh, I guess I just never found Mr. Wright.
Did you lose him?
No. I didn't lose him. I just never found him. Now, you eat. Surprise your mommy when she gets back down. Finish your oatmeal, do.
Would you marry him if you found him?
Oh, yes. Yes, I should say so. Now, come on, eat.
I guess this is the suit he wants to go.
Okay. Do they have 24-hour service if you want
it? Yes, sure, Aunt Effie. That's why he comes early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I believe I'll just send him a blue suit.
Then it'll be milk for church Sunday.
Betsy, eat your oatmeal. The school bus will be... Oh, there's the milkman leaving. I wanted to catch him. I never got cream.
Mr. Wright!
Wait a minute. Betsy, run out and get some light cream from the milkman.
Is that who Aunt Effie was looking for?
What?
To get married.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about at all, dear. Hurry up. Go on.
Some light cream, Mr. Wright. Betsy will come get it. Hurry up, Betsy.
Beechnut Babyland, and you'll see everywhere beechnut fruits and vegetables grown with loving care. From seed to soil to picking time, we perform one feat to package for your baby the best food you can eat. Come to Beechnut Babyland. What? Is too much else to do? Then get beechnut at your food store. Babyland will come to you.
And what special goodness it brings. Every food from Beechnut Babyland has the sunny freshness that babies love. Take beechnut peaches, so juicy, young, and sweet to start with. And then those rosy peaches are very carefully prepared to preserve all the natural flavor baby wants, the natural food nourishment baby needs. Get the best for baby.
Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Well, good morning, Betsy.
Good morning.
Here's some light cream for your mummy. Well, how are you this morning?
All right. My Aunt Effie's looking for you.
What?
Aunt Effie's been looking for you.
Oh, who's Aunt Effie?
Oh, she visits us a lot. She's here now, and she's looking for you.
Oh, she wants some cottage cheese or something?
No, no.
Betsy, come on up here. You're going to be late to school.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Wright. Bit nippy out, isn't it? You like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. Here's your cream.
Oh, thanks.
And I understand Betsy's Aunt Effie wants to see me?
What? Does? Well, I don't know. Here she is, Aunt Effie. Did you want something?
Oh, good morning. You want some cottage cheese or something?
What? No, no. Oh, excuse me. This is my husband's aunt, Miss Thornton, Mr. Wright.
Oh, how do you do?
Here he is, Aunt Effie.
Betsy said you wanted to see me.
What? No, no.
Well, you did, too. He said you wanted to find him so you could marry him.
Oh, why, Betsy, what a thing to say.
Who said that? She said when you found Mr. Wright, he was going to marry you.
Oh, no, no, dear.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, that's all right, dear. You misunderstood, honey.
It spelled differently, dear.
You're laughing at me.
No, darling, we're not laughing. Betsy, come here, dear. Oh, honestly, the poor child. Children are so sensitive that they say, Betsy, we haven't mommy explain.
Well, I'm really very embarrassed.
Well, no need to be. A pretty girl like you should have found Mr. Wright.
Oh.
And maybe Betsy had a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Well,
goodness.
Now, you know, I just believe I will have that cup of coffee.
Look, if that's anybody asking us over tonight, I'm too tired. I had a terrible day at the office.
All right, dear. Sure. Hello?
Yes? Oh, golly.
Oh, well, yes, just a minute. Aunt Effie?
Yes?
Telephone.
Honey, dear, guess who it is?
How would I know?
Oh, my goodness. Well, who would be calling me?
Aunt Effie, it's a man.
A man?
A man?
Hello? Yes?
Oh. Well, who is
it? It's Mr. Wright, the milkman. I told you what happened this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yes, my goodness. Phone. I don't know.
What's he calling Aunt Effie for?
Well, how do I know? But isn't it cute that he has?
Cute? I don't know how cute it is. It seems to me...
Well, could you hold on for just a second?
Well,
my goodness.
What is it?
Oh, well, he wants to know if I would accept an invitation to go to the movies with him tonight.
Oh, darling. Oh, that's wonderful, Aunt Effie. It'll be such fun for you.
Well, I don't know whether I should accept or not.
Why?
Well, it's just short notice.
Oh, nonsense. To the movies?
I remember my mother always said you should never accept the first time you were asked anywhere.
Oh, listen, if your mother had... Well, never mind that, but indeed you are going out with Mr. Wright. That is, if you want to.
Oh, I do. I think it'd be... Well, I think it'd be a nice change.
Yes, it would.
Wait a minute, will you? Just wait a minute. Aunt Effie's right. She shouldn't jump at this invitation.
She isn't jumping, as you put it.
Well, she doesn't even know this fella. She just met him this morning.
Well, I have known Mr. Wright for quite a long time, and he is a very nice man.
What do you know about him? He delivers the milk.
Well, what else do we have to know about him?
Now, she is my aunt. Naturally, I'm concerned about what might happen to her.
Well, what's going to happen to her?
Well, he...
I think I can handle most any situation.
Kelly, you'll go. Betsy, now don't hang on the curtain like that. Now get away from the window. You'll see him when he comes.
Is Vanessa going to marry him?
No, she's just going to the movies with him. Now run upstairs and see if I can help her get dressed. Will
Boy,
you hear?
All the commotion around here.
Oh, I just thought. You don't think he'd come for in the milk wagon, do you?
I don't know.
Well, I hope out of force of habit he doesn't come to the back door.
Now, look, you told Betsy to keep away from that window. How about you?
Oh, there he is. There he is. It must be. Oh, it's a nice car. Good gracious. Look.
Huh? Boy, dairy business is better than mine.
Aunt Effie! He's here! He's here, dear. Oh, he's all dressed up.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, he looks so nice. Aunt Effie, come on.
Darling,
you look just darling. Here, let me fix your hair a little bit.
I put it up a little, but it didn't get quite gripped on.
Oh, it looks just fine, darling. You look so pretty, doesn't she, dear?
Uh-huh, yeah, I just say.
Oh, there it is. You answer the door, dear. It looks better.
All right. Ah, oh, well, Mr. Wright, good evening.
Good evening. Is Miss Sorensen ready?
Yes, I think so. Won't you come in a minute?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Wright, well, good evening.
Oh, good evening. Good evening, Miss Sorensen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Betsy.
Good evening.
Well, won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, but just for a minute, maybe. I don't want to miss the beginning of the picture.
Oh, no. Well, it certainly is a lovely evening to go to a movie.
Well, I guess we won't see much of the evening sitting inside.
Well, how's the milk business these days?
Oh, very good. Very good.
Uh-huh. People getting a lot of milk?
Oh, yes. Yes, the average is around 3 quarts. Then you've got your light and heavy cream, cottage cheese, eggs.
Do more people get light creams than heavy cream?
Well, it depends.
Uh-huh.
Light cream if they're dieting. Heavy cream if they want to whip something.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to leave, Mr. Wright. So we don't miss the beginning of the picture. I hate to get in at the middle.
Oh, yes, right. I do too, again. Sure, it certainly is. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a good time.
Oh, we will. Goodbye.
They make a perfect couple, don't they, dear?
Perfect couple? Look, he just asked her to go to the movies.
If they get married, Mommy, why don't I call him?
Uncle John.
Uncle John? But, Peter, why do you say that? Look, he doesn't know a thing about Aunt Effie. She certainly doesn't know anything about him. They just met this morning.
Oh, you. I'm going to stay up until Aunt Effie gets in. I can't wait to hear how they got along.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Here at CBS News, the extraordinary is the order of the day. Right around the clock, the unexpected is expected by the CBS Newsroom staff, who stand ready at all times to sift out the important developments of the day and get word about them to you with accuracy and speed. The popularity of CBS News with listeners is hardly a secret. P People on the move want to know what is happening, when it's happening. They want clear perspectives on the news. They want news reports that are accurate right down to the last detail. Staffed by such experienced news gatherers as Larry Lesser, Alan Jackson, Robert Trout, and all of the other distinguished correspondents who make the world their beat, CBS News has a head start on the job at hand. For these are men who know an important fact when they see one, who can communicate their understanding quickly and in an interesting way. Let these exciting CBS News personalities keep you informed about the exciting things happening in the world each day.
Two thirty in the morning, and she's not in yet.
I don't know why you don't go to sleep and stop worrying.
Look, she's my aunt. I've got a certain responsibility. Here we don't know one darn thing about this man. Now, just where could they possibly be until this hour?
I don't know. You know, we could have the wedding in the new house, dear, in the living room by the fireplace. It'd be lovely.
Will you please talk some sense?
I figured out the letters of their names. You know, cross them out. Love, hate, friendship, courtship, marriage, and it comes out marriage for both of them.
You know, you sound like a high school girl.
Oh, I think it's wonderful Aunt Effie has a beau. I even tried sounding the name, Effie Sorensen, Effie Wright, Mrs. John Wright. Nice, isn't it?
Look, oh, there she is. Aunt Effie.
Don't yell now. You'll wake Betsy.
Just where in Sam Hill have you been until this hour?
Oh, I've had the most exciting evening. Something I've never done before.
What?
We went to a triple feature.
Oh!
We discovered we both just love to go to the movies.
Triple feature? Uh-huh. Triple feature?
Uh-huh. Oh, how exciting, Aunt Effie.
I didn't ask him in so late, I didn't think it was proper.
Uh-huh. Well, are you going to see him again? I mean, did he ask if,
well,
you know, whether...
What is it? He did say that the next time I came to visit, to ask you to leave a note in the milk bottle saying I was here.
Oh! I will, too. Did you hear that, dear?
Yeah.
Now, if we just play our cards right, Aunt Effie, has he ever been married?
Yes.
Oh.
But his wife died about 15 years ago, and it was a very happy marriage, so I don't think...
Oh, no, dear. If he was happily married, that's the best kind to get.
Oh?
But we have to plan this very carefully, so we must let him think.
How can you be so cold and calculating? You know, I'm beginning to feel sorry for this poor guy. He was conspiring and planning like...
How do you think I got you?
Well, I'll chase you for 2 years.
Oh, honey. Look, you go to bed and get some sleep. Aunt Effie and I want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing you need, some new clothes, Aunt Effie. Don't you think it's...
I'm going to call Mr. Wright. Haven't got a chance. As the old saying goes, one time he was right, he was wrong.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a lecture bug.
If you don't keep our pieces neat,
you're a lecture bug. If you throw litter from your car, a lecture bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere,
street, feet,
or in the air, you're a lecture bug.
This is Bill Holden. Let's make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Earl George, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.